Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
All right, we're set to hook up with Todd Blackledge from ABC and ESPN, part of their outstanding college football coverage. And he joins us right now. Todd, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning to you guys, too.
Yeah, hey, Todd, we're talking about this, and you've gone through this as a quarterback in this league. We're talking about here in Denver, people are saying, hey, got to get a receiver, got to, you know, bolster the young quarterback's weapons and all this stuff. And, you know, I come from the school of, and your, you know, your father, as a matter of fact, I had one of the most wonderful meetings of my career as a free agent with the Indianapolis Colts with your father, where we played cribbage and ate burgers. Like, that was it, you know. But I got it. Me and Blackie, he's the only guy I met with the Colts. It was me and Blackie having burgers and playing cribbage. But I've got to tell you, you know, I come from that school where, hey, you build a team from the inside out. You invest in your offensive line. You protect that young quarterback, and he's going to make those weapons on the outside. You know, maybe he's going to elevate their presence. So kind of where are you with that philosophy of quarterbacking and what a young quarterback needs to be successful?
Well, certainly, you know, when you talk about quarterbacks, you want them to have the right skill set and the ability to do those kind of things, make the kind of throws, and a supporting cast is vitally important. But I'm with you, and not just because my dad was an offensive line coach. I'm sitting here, I live in Canton, Ohio, and, you know, we're in Browns country and kind of watching what's going on with Cleveland too. And they're kind of in the same boat. You know, I think Baker Mayfield still has the ability to be a really good quarterback in the NFL. His offensive line was atrocious. And, you know, if they don't shore that up, which they're starting to try, and I think they're going to probably look to take a tackle with their first pick, you have to start there. I mean, you have to be able to protect that guy. And then, because it doesn't matter how good your weapons on the outside are, if you can't protect the guy taking the ball from center, you're going to have problems.
And Todd, isn't another evolution in the whole pass catching part of an offense what you're seeing more and more from these multidimensional running backs who not only can carry the ball, you know, 15, 20 times a game, but they're also going to haul in about 100 catches every year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that position, you've got versatility, and then, you know, I think also you've got the other kind of evolution in the NFL right now, and it's not widespread. You're not going to see every team doing it, but you're going to see more and more, you know, when you see what Sean Payton and Drew Brees and New Orleans Saints did with Taysom Hill and kind of that hybrid guy who can do a little bit of everything. You know, one of the most intriguing guys coming out of the draft this year right now to me is Jalen Hurts, who is a starting quarterback at Alabama and Oklahoma. He's got championship pedigree. He's gotten better as a quarterback, but I think he presents some versatility options that NFL teams are more and more interested in now.
Todd, going into the NFL, and, you know, there's a lot of speculation here. The Broncos are going to take one of the top wide receivers, be it Judy, be it CeeDee Lamb, be it Henry Ruggs, whatever the case may be. What are the challenges that you see from the college game that, you know, that present themselves translating to the NFL game?
Well, I think it's gotten better and better, Mark. You know, I think from a quarterback standpoint, let me put it that way. I think from a quarterback standpoint, you know, the college game has become more pro-like in terms of your preparation, your studying, the kind of coverages you see, the combination coverages, the nickel and dime coverages, which, you know, when I mean, there was just none of that really in college at the time that I played. So I think guys are seeing more, they're taught more, they understand more. Then it still comes down to the fact, as a quarterback, you better be a guy who processes things quickly. I think the biggest step for a quarterback to make from college to pro football is how quickly he processes things. And when you look at the top two guys on the board this year in terms of Joe Burrow and Tua Tagovailoa, those two guys are both incredibly fast processors. They see things, they react. They know where to go with the football. They're accurate when they get there. They don't look flustered. And to me, that's you know, that's the biggest jump, the biggest transition for a college quarterback going from the college game to the NFL. is how quickly he can process things.
Busy with Todd Blackledge from ABC ESPN College Football, part of the celebrated 1983 draft class that included John Elway, Dan Marino, yeah, and Jim Kelly. You always have that, right, Todd? You'll always
That's
have
right.
that you were part of that class.
I'm very proud of that, you know, and I live in Canton, Ohio, and I kind of, you know, three of those guys are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and I live right down the street from it. So, I mean, I got that going for me, too.
Well, there you go. Todd, man, always a pleasure catching up. Love watching you do the games, and we just appreciate you jumping on the program. Take care, buddy.
You too, man. Thanks for the shout-out to my dad, too. He'll love that. I'll talk to him today.
Okay, tell him, hey, give him my best, please, and tell him he was the best part of my visit during free agency in 95.
I'll do that.
All
Thanks,
right.
man.
All right, there he goes, Todd Blackledge from ABC and ESPN.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.